Welcome to Journeys of Inspiration. Have you ever wondered about leadership or desired to be equipped with effective leadership tools that you can apply? Then you've found the right podcast. Journeys of Inspiration is a podcast for leaders making a difference. We believe the leadership journey should be as inspirational as the destination. We break down leadership principles and practices into actionable plans that you can apply and make a difference in your business, organization, and personally. He is an internationally recognized executive leadership coach, public speaker, and corporate trainer. He has had an illustrious and diverse career serving in leadership roles for leading companies and international organizations. He has achieved results as an executive leadership coach in the corporate sector, the United States government, and various nonprofit organizations. He travels the world speaking at conferences and events for organizations, companies, and governments. And now, from Honolulu, Hawaii, here is your host, Amos Belongo.
Aloha, and welcome again to Journeys of Inspiration. The only guarantee that tomorrow will be better than today is that we are growing today. I am so passionate about growth that I speak about it, I coach about it, I mentor about it as a key aspect for leaders to be able to grasp in order to be successful. Now, the different types of growth. The first type of growth is purposeful growth. And purposeful growth is a kind of growth that is intentional. Somebody who is purposefully growing is somebody who is reading books, consuming material, actively seeking experiences that will result in their growth. The second type of growth is personal growth. And personal growth means somebody who has taken it upon themselves to make sure that they're growing every single day. They have made this part of who they are. They have made this part of their DNA. That is personal growth. The third is others' growth. Other people's growth is really developing others and making sure that other people's growth is a very important part of your agenda. The fourth type of growth is team growth. And team growth, especially for leaders, is where you nurture and you foster an environment where every member of your team can grow and develop and learn. Now, the fifth type of growth is accidental growth. And that's the kind of growth that you stumble upon. Those are experiences where you go somewhere, you were not planning to maybe go to an event or go to a talk or a seminar. And when you go for it, you walk out of it saying, wow, I learned so much. I developed so much. That was great. I know a lot of people that do that. They just stumble into something accidentally. And as a result of that, they actually grow. Now, when I look at growth and when I break down growth for you, there's two different types of leaders I would like to talk about from the perspective of growth. And that is growth conscious leaders and goal conscious leaders. Now, the difference is the growth-conscious leader focuses on the journey and the goal-conscious leader focuses on the destination. Again, the growth-conscious leader focuses on the journey and the goal-conscious leader focuses on the destination. Now, this podcast is called Journeys of Inspiration. And the reason why I call it that is because I believe that journey is more important than the destination. But we're living in a world where nowadays getting there is more important than how we get there, than the experiences that we go through along the way. So to break this down further, I'd like you to ask yourself these questions. Are you somebody or a leader who motivates people, or are you a leader who matures people? A goal-oriented leader motivates people, while a growth-oriented leader matures people. Are you a leader that focuses on seasonal achievements, or are you a leader that encourages your team to take a lifelong journey? A goal-oriented leader is one who focuses on seasonal achievements, while a growth-oriented leader is one who focuses on lifelong achievements. Are you a leader who challenges people, or are you a leader who changes people? A goal-oriented leader challenges people to get to a certain target, to hit a certain mark. I'm going to challenge you to hit your sales target. I'm going to challenge you to achieve this goal or reach to this bar. But once you reach that bar, that's it. The challenge is over. However, a growth-focused or growth-oriented leader is one who changes people. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the plateau effect. And the plateau effect is basically something that happens to goal-oriented teams and goal-oriented leaders, because you hit your goal, and once you hit your goal, there's nothing else to achieve. You know, when a goal is reached in a goal environment, you basically plateau. However, in a growth environment, when the goal is reached, because it's a focus on lifelong growth, once a goal is hit, you continue growing. Now, leaders are developed daily, not in a day. And the whole idea behind this is that nothing comes easy, everything takes time, and everything has to follow a certain process. Now, in so many ways, we always overestimate events and underestimate the process. By that, I mean, I attend a lot of conferences and events all over the world, and I speak and coach in many of these events. And at the end of these events, majority of the people who have attended a leadership symposium or leadership roundtable or a national conference in a particular industry are very motivated. They're very inspired. They leave the seminar or the event extremely charged up and talking about how this has been the greatest time of my life and I'm going to go out there and this is going to be amazing. So what they do is they leave the event, and majority of people take those manuals, take those books, take that information, and they shelve it. And the reason is because they overestimate the event, but they underestimate the process. Now, the process is what is most important. The process is the journey, because the process is taking that information and applying it and using it to be able to grow and to learn and to develop. So as we look at these experiences for growth, what is most important is making sure that we are focusing mostly on the process, because the process is the journey, and that's where it's all uphill. You know, your capacity to grow determines your capacity to lead as a leader. And, you know, I can say that I'm a better leader today than I was yesterday because I am growing every day. I'm a better leader today than I was 10 years ago, because I have taken these experiences along this journey and I have learned from them, and I've learned from my failures, and I've learned from my mistakes, and every day I get better. I have a few questions for you. As a leader, you have to ask yourself, or as an upcoming leader, you have to ask yourself, what am I doing to develop myself, and what am I doing to develop others? Now, to develop yourself, there are a few tools you need to have in your toolbox. Number one is you need to prioritize growth. You have to make growth a priority in your life. And by that, I mean, as leaders, we're always preparing. We're always giving out. We're always giving out information and content. And sitting down and studying and preparing for a lecture or seminar tomorrow is not growing. Growing means putting time aside every day to become better, to become what you talk about, what you coach about, what you mentor about, what you preach about. The second is clarifying this growth. You know, if you do not know what it is, you cannot achieve it. So it's very important to take the time to clarify what is it that I want to grow in, and being able to define it and clearly define it. Now, after prioritizing and clarifying it, the next thing is identifying tactical ways to be able to grow. Because if you prioritize and you clarify, but you do not have the ways and the means to be able to grow, then your goals, your aspirations will be dead on arrival. And the last is really how to apply what you're learning and how you're growing. Because you need to be able to have an environment or an avenue to be able to apply what it is that you're learning, that you're experiencing, that you're growing in. You know, growth carries a great responsibility. And by that, I mean that in this day and age, we have a lot of people saying, hey, I want to grow, but I want to grow fast. And I want to grow really quick and make it to the top. Not realizing that growth takes time. And also growth has a lot of responsibility. And what is most important is to be able to grow where you are planted. Because it's by growing where you are planted that the change will come about. And when the change comes about, you'll be able to move and develop others and become a great leader. But it's impossible to thrive and to grow if you do not grow where you have been planted, where you've been given an opportunity to grow. Finally, my friends, I leave you with this. Growth is a great separator between successful people and people who are not successful. Until the next episode, my friends, wishing you all my best and hoping that you will continue to learn, to develop, to grow yourself, and most importantly, to grow others.
We hope you enjoyed Journeys of Inspiration. Don't forget to click the subscribe button, rate and review the show, and most important, share with your colleagues, friends, and family. To download bonus materials and show notes, visit www.transformationalpodcast.com. Until the next episode, the leadership journey continues.